Good morning, everybody in Salt Lake City. Woo! How you doing? I figure we needed to get up, feel the beat, feel a little rhythm. If you haven't had enough coffee, I like need an IV. So, didn't get mine. I'm going to share with you some tips this morning about how to become a leader. And just like Russ said, you know, the world is up for grabs. And my wish for you is that you leave this conference thinking about the action steps that you're going to take to become a leader and have everything that you want to have out of life. Like Mark Walker always says, on your deathbed, he wants you to look back on your life with no regrets, kind of roll into the grave, you know, with a sense of victory and accomplishment for all that you were able to do. Doing for others, oh my gosh, what an incredible feeling he must have had for his grandmother's 100th birthday, giving her, what did she say? I want to do it all. Who else wants to do it all? Oh, everybody should be raising your hand, come on. And then making it through the darkness to the sunrise, because a lot of what you learn as you become a leader is coming out. You come out, you're brave, you're bold, you're courageous, and you put your blinders on, which I'm going to talk in just a minute, was the first thing that I had to do to become a leader. Got that. So a little bit about my story. I battled weight my entire life. That's my high school graduation picture, 1985, don't tell anybody. The middle picture is the last year that I taught school, in the spring, before I found this system and these products and this opportunity that completely changed my life, thanks to Robin Packard. Wasn't she amazing? What a tough act to follow. But this business was nowhere on my radar. Anybody ever feel like that? I thought I was going to be a classroom teacher for the rest of my life, and I love that, and I still feel like I'm empowering others. It's just my curriculum is a little bit different. I'm changing lives every day, but it's on a different level with, you know, people who want to be here, not just kids in a classroom that have to be there. So, great product story, but then I recognize an opportunity, especially in the great state of Nebraska. Go Red X. To bring this company and this product line to where we were, it was relatively unknown at that time, and it was like an open window. I decided to walk right through it. My beautiful family there that is with me here today, I love it that I have time freedom and they get to join me in this business. So what I did after I had phenomenal results was I knew that I needed to manage my mind and take action. And if you get nothing else away from what I have to say this morning, write that down, put it on your brain, manage your mind and take action. Because it's like putting blinders on. And when I recognized an opportunity and I decided to jump in with both feet, I put blinders on. And that's a good example of what you have to do, because you will have doubters, haters, and skeptics standing on the sidelines of life, trying to undermine and sabotage your efforts to accomplish great things. So as you leave here again, make a decision, manage your mind, take action, and then put your blinders on. Decide where you want to go and be on purpose about your daily activities and becoming a leader. Next slide. Okay, so what does that kind of look like? Some action steps. Your mind is your ultimate resource, so don't have a lack mentality. Don't think, oh my gosh, you know, if I don't do this now, I'm not going to have that later. Or I don't have enough training. I don't have enough experience. I don't have an upline. My sponsor doesn't do this anymore. I can't get to events. I don't have the money. That's a sign of lack mentality, and 80% of the people who are successful in anything don't have that. They realize that your mind is the ultimate resource, okay? So that no-quit attitude, when you get that no and you've got a goal and it's, you know, midnight on closed day, but you got to push, and that one person that's around the corner waiting for you to talk to them about it one more time, even if you asked them 6 months ago, that could be the difference in your rank that month, and that person's life has changed because of you. Never underestimate the difference you make in somebody else's life, because somebody's waiting for you to talk to them about what we have to offer. So just start with 100 no's. Go for 100 no's. That's a great book by Amanda Walsh, and I put that Facebook link in there because I did that in the beginning. I made my list, and my goal was to make it to 100 no's, because in those no's, there was going to be a yes, or two, or three, or 10. Okay, so make your list, go for it, and work your way through it, and do it over. It's like rinse, repeat, make your list again. I had yellow legal pads full when I started this about 3 years ago, full force with the business, and I just kept adding to it. And keep it by your bedstand, because when those names come to your head, you need to have a place to write them down. You'll forget them tomorrow. So having conviction, I think this is one of the most important things to managing your mind. If you don't feel like this is the right place at the right time for you, you will before you leave here, right? It needs to be something that you capitalize on right now because it really is still a ground floor opportunity. You here today can embrace this and go out these doors and gather a team, change yourself, change lives of other people, and just do great things as you've seen so far today with so many teams. Have courage to pave the way. You know, you got to take risks if you want to do this. Be a learner, be a lifelong learner, and be okay when things flop, right? I love to say to people, you get do-overs with Singular. You can have a do-over. You can start back on products anytime. You can start talking to more people anytime. I love it that you get do-overs. I love to play volleyball. That doesn't happen when you miss a serve. Right, Dave Rempel? No room for ego. Okay, this really, you know, I'm just going to address it because your leaders are there to help you. Our success is your success. And our job as a leader is to reach down and turn over stones and help people. So if you want to move up, you got to reach down. And now on the other side of that, I call it shared leadership. You work with your upline. You have a relationship with them. You heard Robin's story. She wasn't doing the business in the very beginning, but never once did she begrudge me or get mad at me or hold it against me or be jealous if I reached up to Kara for help or Jaina or Calla or Casey, all of my phenomenal upline. You know, Freddie Elias has helped me so much. You know, you cannot have a mindset of jealousy and envy or thinking that somebody is taking away your team. Okay, it's one team, one dream, and we all work together, and that's so important for your success. So find ways to maximize your resources. I don't know, but in the beginning, I was so hungry. Nobody really had to tell me to work, I don't think. Nobody really had to tell me what to do, because if I didn't know, I really felt like my mind was my ultimate resource, and I went to find the tools. I went looking. I went looking, and I took initiative. I was a self-directed learner, a lifelong learner, and I was about becoming a student of the industry and finding whatever it took to be successful in building a team and becoming a leader, because I knew that people would be following me. And then I had a sense of obligation to be a good leader so they would know what to do. Taking personal responsibility and accountability. I'm certainly not perfect, and I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that everything I'm doing is the only way or the best way, but I know it's worked, and I hope to bring something to the table that you can use. But when I flopped, we have to own our mistakes and then move quickly past it. Have a forgiving attitude and move quickly past it and forgive yourselves. A lot of times people are so hard on themselves if they mess up, but you know what? We're all in this together, right? So be supportive, be encouraging, own it, and then move on. Having a plan. This, you know, there's just so many great training tools out there, from corporate to social media trainers. There's a lot of tools on the market. But declare your plan, because the world will get out of the way for somebody who knows where they're going. Right, Robin? Right, Ursula? Jennifer McKinney? These ambassadors? Lacey Friend? When they decided, and you have a plan and you declare it, which is scary stuff, because I can remember when Robin would call me and check in on me, and she'd say, you know, I need you to put your goals in my team, because if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. Got to become a leader, right? But I said to her, but what if I fail and I don't hit that goal, and then people don't think I'm a good leader, or they, you know, they can't do it? She said, it doesn't matter. What was it you always said to me? Shoot for the moon, you land in the stars anyway. Better have it backwards. Anyway, you get the point. So declare your plan, because it will just, you know, you attract what you radiate out, 10 feet out, positive or negative energy, that's what people are going to feel from you. So what are you sending out to attract people to your team, to you as a leader? So write them down. Lipstick on your bathroom mirror, sticky notes in your car, sticky notes on your laptop, declaring goals. It's so important. And then, you know, part of this, and I know, I realize that not all of you are in the equine industry, but this was what related to me, and leadership skills are transferable. I want you to know that. It's transferable across a lot of genres and a lot of things, but for us, it's about horses and cutting. And we work so hard to take a young horse and train it for the time when you can show it, and you literally throw away the reins. It takes about 3 years, really, about 8 years to get a completely solid one that might be, you know, something anybody can ride. But this is my family, and this is what we love to do, and it's part of my why, so that we can provide great horses and be really competitive, and something that my children are very passionate about and love to do. But it's like developing a leader. And you can talk about this like if it's baseball or whatever you help coach. You know, it doesn't always stay that way. Sometimes you have to pick the reins back up and put them in the training pen, the cutting pen again, and practice again and pull on them a little bit. But our ultimate goal is to be able to put your hand down and that horse completely takes over and mimics the actions of a cow, preventing it from getting back to its herd mates. So again, it's very, I think, you know, lines right up with what I'm talking to you about as being a leader today. Don't just tell people what to do. Show them what to do. And then do it yourself and be the example. I know that with attraction marketing, live videos can be scary. I like break out in a cold sweat every time I do one. But I would never ask my team to do it if I'm not going to do it. So be the example for your leaders to help them become a leader. And then it's really just repeat, repeat, repeat. So I think I can help people make, you know, become great leaders. And then it's your job to stay there. And then teach everything that you know to your group of leaders coming up when it's time for them to fly. Celebrate your team. Have fun. Sometimes, you know, if you're really driven and really passionate and you have goals, you work, 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 and we all need to be reminded. My family does it to me. Time to take a break. Turn off your phone. Flip it over. Don't look at it. Enjoy the moment that you're in and the being there experience, because that's really what we're here to enjoy also, as you're being a servant to other people and helping them crush their goals. And talk about the money. You know, be compliant. Corporate has provided us with an income earning summary that shares what people can earn at each rank. So be compliant. Leave here knowing how to talk about how you make the money, talking about how hard and how much work it takes to make that kind of money, and that income results may vary based on the amount of work that you put in it and the time invested. But I will just tell you this. When Robin Packard helped me get started, she was making $3,000 a month. I know because I asked her. Because I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, I'd been resigned from my teaching job for a year, and even $500 would have made a difference to help supplement my family's income. And at $3,000, she told me that, and that was so incredibly motivating to me, what $3,000 would have brought to the table. So I worked for that. So don't be afraid to talk about the money in a compliant way, because we have two things to offer: products that change our lives physically, and an income opportunity that changes it financially. Be a student of the industry. Get plugged in. One time Jana Dyer said to me, "I don't care if you don't need the call. The call needs you." And I realize I'm preaching to the call because you're all here today doing the do, learning things to take back to your team. But it's important to have them be here, especially if they want to be a leader. You cannot go back. Casey Frost said this, and I loved it. You cannot take back the emotions and the feeling and every little thing that you learned here and possibly help your team get it. I mean, wasn't the intro this morning with the dancers phenomenal? Okay, you can't replicate that or try to describe that to somebody. They simply need to be here. So find out what's the best on the market. Find out the tried and true books to read. Fill your arsenal with things that help you with your mindset and the action steps to take. So 3 years ago, I attended Zing Fest in Vegas. Who was there? Raise your hand if you were there. Okay. Rita Davenport spoke that day. And I have always followed her and loved her as a leader and a motivational speaker. And she said something that day that was about being prepared for impact. And so this clip is going to share a little bit about what I heard that day.
What he said to the crew of passengers just before the plane hit the water, you know what he said? And I get emotional because I want you to never forget his words. Prepare for impact. Prepare for impact. My friends, you don't know what's ahead of you. You don't know. Prepare for impact right now so that your children can benefit from all of your effort, both presently to be here and after you're gone to inherit this. Prepare for impact. That's my assignment to all of you. I love all of you. Thank you for being here.
I was a platinum director when I heard that, and I was on purpose and made a decision that day thinking about my kids and my family and about our future and where we were going and what kind of a lifestyle I wanted to have. And I embraced what she said, and I took that, and I put action steps to it, and I ran as hard as I could and hit executive. I can't remember the timeline very shortly after that, because I wanted to help. I said, I'll never forget coming back from Kara Cunningham's training, and I said to Kara Lee in the car with me, I'm going to be an executive, and I'll take whoever wants to come with me, and everybody else is going to have to catch up. But I ran really hard. I put those blinders on because in the back of my mind, I had a bigger why for my family and my kids and what I wanted their life to be like. And little did I know 3 years later that my husband was going to suffer a massive heart attack about 45 days ago. And we were in the hospital. And if I was still a teacher, I would not have been able to be by his side for the 5 days it took to get him through that. He would not have been able, if he was still in his banking job, to take about a month off to rest and recuperate. But because of the income that we have with Singular and the lifestyle that we have, and I didn't have to worry because we homeschool my kids now, that I need to worry about childcare and where they were going to be and how they were going to be taken care of. And let's just talk about the bills when something like that happens, right? So when I made that conscious decision to be prepared for impact, this company allowed me to do exactly that so that we weren't left without a solution when that happened. And it's because I helped develop leaders like my team who stand up, because they took the reins when I couldn't be there. They knew what to do. And in my absence, they kept working so I didn't have to worry about anything. And I love them and I thank them. And so I want to leave you with a thought about what you're going to do with your mind and the action steps that you're going to take to prepare leaders, become a better one yourself so that you can have it all, because the world is up for grabs. Thank you.